Good evening, everyone. We're going to call the meeting to order. My name is Ray McCoy, and I agreed to be the interim chair since our interim chair is a bit delayed. I'm going to ask Veronica to take the role.
Yep. Seth, is it Bloodorm?
Pretend the first syllable is the color blue.
Bloodorm. Thank you. That's very, very helpful. Yeah. Bloodorm.
Change the O to a U in your mind, and that's it.
Wonderful. Okay. Tran Cruz?
Here.
Jeremy English?
Here.
Nyla Golden?
Golden.
Golden.
Like sunshine. Live my life like it's golden. Here.
Okay. Idmont Ibrahim, she did call and say she would be absent. Nick Kalik will be about 15, 20 minutes late. Ray McCoy.
Present.
Nick Muhammad. Jamila Pickett.
Present.
Kulia Pringle.
Not here yet.
Carla Robinson?
Here.
Okay. So roll call has
good, everyone. All right.
Been accomplished.
A quorum is present, and we'll proceed with the agenda. So let's see. We'll have a reading of the labor acknowledgement.
Yep. And
are we all set?
Mm-hmm.
We acknowledge that much of America, including its culture, economic growth, and development, has been possible by the forced free labor of enslaved Africans and their descendants who suffered the horror of the transatlantic slave trade, chattel slavery, Jim Crow segregation, and acts of racism, all culminating in the modern-day disparities. We pay homage to these ancestors and ask that they guide the efforts of the reparations commissions to correct these wrongs for those who are living and those who are yet born.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Our next agenda item is election of officers. And before we get to the details of that, in your materials, you should see that it says the process to be followed for election of officers. And the first bullet point there is the body will review and approve the draft interim rolls of officers. And I wanted to put a question to the commissioners as to whether we would like to move that to the agenda item that's set for later on in the meeting, where we're going to talk about the bylaws and rules of procedure. And the reason I'm asking that, because we'd be approving that interim set of duties of the chair and then throwing them out as we get to our own discussion and description of what the duties of the chair and vice chair should be. So in my mind, it would be a waste to review those. But, of course, we can put that to a vote and say, do we want to approve an interim set of duties of the chair and vice chair that we're then going to toss out as we create our own, or do we want to delay that discussion until we get to the agenda item where we're actually going to discuss those duties and roles? So am I allowed to make my own motion?
How do you recognize people? I don't know.
Yes. Ms. Golden?
So I am thinking that we should do the election of officers after we have gone through the discussion of bylaws, which includes the duties of the officers. I can't remember if we... I think we did read through what the duties were last time, but again, to keep it more consistent as far as what we're doing and all of that. So I don't know if that's a motion, but is that possible to do?
Well, let's have some discussion about that, because that's why I raised this point in the first place. Just for background, what we were provided was a sample that was from another commission, and it really was those two paragraphs that talked about the duties of the chair, very basic. And what I thought was that we really needed a more complete discussion about the duties of the chair, so we were understanding what that set of duties actually involved. And it didn't make sense to me to just approve a set that we know we were going to toss out, because we hadn't had any input into those. That's just a copy of what another group does.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I'm trying to ask here, and it sounds like you've answered the question from your perspective, like we should put that off the election of officers in order to have that discussion about the duties of the officers. I'd like to know how others feel about that.
Makes sense to me.
So I guess we can make that a motion then to reorder the agenda to talk about the duties of the officers. And do you want to include a discussion of the bylaws at the same time, or should we just look at the duties of the officers and then move to election?
So don't the bylaws describe the duties of the officers? Isn't there
a It's included in the draft that's in the packet.
So in the interest of efficiency, doesn't it make sense to do the bylaws, because it will take us to the discussion of the officers?
Okay. Well, I'm asking for where people stand on this, because there's another way to think about it. If we hold elections, get a chair, the chair can take over this meeting and move on from there. We still get to define the duties of the chair once that election is complete. So the thing I was trying to do is simply avoid adopting those two paragraphs as interim duties when we know we want a more complete or detailed set based on the, you know, conversations we've had so far. So again, if I put that into a motion, it would be to reorder the agenda to essentially review the then draft bylaws, which include the duties of the chair, and then move to election of officers. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, voice vote?
Aye.
All right. Then we shall proceed with reordering the agenda to begin with discussion of the bylaws, rules, and rules of procedure. Why don't we do this? There is a draft that of the bylaws in your materials. That draft I prepared just because I knew I would have a lot to say, and it was easier to put it in writing so you could read it than rather me sitting here taking up time. And so I don't want to read those at this point. What I want to do is, if you haven't had a chance to look at those, please take some time to do it. But even if we simply focused on Article 2 that talks about officers and duties, that would get us to the critical piece that we were trying to, we would have been working on ahead of time. Yes, Mr. Bluedorn.
Before you get to Article 2, I have a question about Article 1, and it's a question. So in Section 3 of Article 1, it states, the Reparations Commission is empowered to act in an advisory capacity to the mayor and city council. And I'm just wondering, because I have a recollection memory, so I'm not swearing on this, but I have a recollection that we were not, in fact, a feature of the administration or the mayor. We were only a creature of the city council. And I understand there's some interest in correcting or addressing that. It's just a question.
All right. Well, let me just tell you, because I drafted this, I can tell you that came out, it's verbatim out of the ordinance. And so nothing has changed about what was in the ordinance.
Okay.
I just dump that language right here because that's what the ordinance says our powers and duties are. So that's where that comes from. The question you're asking, I'm afraid I can't answer. I mean, except that we were told at the first meeting that this is the only commission that is not under the mayor's office, but under the structure of the city council.
You answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what I remember, too.
So at this time, we're really, for those of you who hadn't had a chance to read this, I can kind of summarize, if you like, what I was trying to get at here. What I did was essentially took the ordinance creating the commission and pulled out of that ordinance the purpose, which you see here, the name, obviously, the purpose, the powers and duties. And when you get to Section 4, location of the Reparations Commission meetings, well, I had no idea. So I just put a placeholder there to say, because I don't know where our regular meetings will be. But maybe that's something we can figure out. The other part of Section 4 that I thought was important was to recognize that special meetings may be necessary because obviously issues will come up that we didn't have on our agenda at a regular meeting. Something may come up between regular meetings that we need to address, and there may be a need for emergency meetings in some cases. So those are all special meetings, and I wanted to make sure there was an understanding that aside from the regular meetings, we may need to have other types of meetings.
Let me add in there, Ray. From my understanding, we have the ability to meet twice a month. So especially to get the ball rolling on certain things. So that's definitely already built into the ordinance, so we do need to take a look at that if a situation arises where we do need to meet, you know, an extra day, you know, during a month. And I just want to prepare everybody, especially because I know folks have schedules and, you know, other things going on, but it is a possibility that we will be meeting twice in a month.
Yeah, and the only thing we're trying to do here is in this paragraph is separate out what is a regular scheduled meeting and meetings that may be called because of workload, other kinds of issues that require us to gather again. So and that's pretty common in the other, when I look at the other commission bylaws where they look like, yeah, they have regular meetings and they have the ability to call special meetings. One thing here is I said that in the draft that a special meeting upon advance notice given at least 5 days to members, and that is for a lot of us pretty short notice, but trying to recognize that if it's a special meeting, one, we still want as much notice as we can get, and five seemed reasonable, but all of this is open for discussion, so I'd like any input that you feel that where this doesn't meet the mark.
Is it important to distinguish calendar days from business days in the notice? In other words, 5 business days notice versus 5 days, which would be calendar days? It's just a question.
Yeah, I think it's important so we understand what this language means, because in my mind I was thinking calendar, not business. But is there a preference for?
I think 5 calendar.
Calendar?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I agree with 5 calendar.
Okay. So we're really just working through a draft here. And if, you know, I really want you to know that I did not, I wanted nothing more than to just put some stuff in front of you that we could chew on. It's really hard to do this from, you know, not having a draft to work from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And Chair, if I could.
Go right ahead.
I just got a notice, too, that once we have our draft bylaws pretty much flushed out, we can have the city attorney kind of review them as well and give us any additional, you know, corrections or clarifications as necessary. So we do have that ability.
I don't know if that's a requirement or if it's just a precautionary step, but we can look into that. I think it would be a good idea to have them reviewed. You know, I don't know the requirements for how other commissions have done this, but the other commissions, too, have been under the mayor's structure, not under the city council. But
yeah, this is definitely a good idea.
Okay. All right. Any so calendar days, we have that change.
You want to talk about location?
So can we move to, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you want to talk about location in this section four as well?
Well, if you, do we know where we would conduct regular meetings or what address we should use for that purpose? But I think it's...
Open it up for discussion.
Yeah.
And if, go ahead. Raise my hand. We can definitely have a discussion about what kind of consistency we would want in terms of date, location, preference. I think so far this is our second meeting, one we had on a Friday evening, and this one is Monday evening. So it would be nice to maybe have something a lot more consistent that people can count on and put on their calendar. You know, we can certainly, you know, I know as I've talked to maybe one or two other commissions, at least in terms of location, if they're out in the community, some good locations are like the public library, and I think, you know, the rec centers could be conducive as well. But we just need to have kind of audio-visual capabilities.
Well, let me first deal with the part about where. In my mind, the regular meetings, we should have an address and a location that we can announce in advance to the public that this is where the regular meetings of this commission takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that the commission can't decide to hold meetings at other venues. But initially, it makes sense to me to say, here is our home base. And I expected that to be somewhere in City Hall. So I don't know how you all feel about that. But I don't want, for example, to say, in my mind, personally, my personal opinion, that we have a regular meeting, and that regular meeting could be at venues yet to be decided. It's really difficult in my mind for people to plan and so forth. And while I'm on it, I also think that it's worthwhile considering committing ourselves to a day that each month that we know we can commit to a regular meeting. If it's going to be, you know, something we have to figure out every meeting time, we're going to waste a ton of time. And everybody has busy schedules, but in my mind, we commit it to do the work, and we can commit to saying, here's a day each month that we know we're going to be doing this work.
So that's for discussion of location.
Yeah. So I guess first part, in looking at this draft, I know it just says City Hall Annex. I don't know if there's a possibility of saying there's a room that we would use each time. Maybe that's something we can get some info on.
Yes, I can provide some information on that. But
I think as long as we say 15 West Kellogg, because I don't know if what rooms are available all the time.
Sure. So we'll just put the location as West Kellogg.
If we have to break the things, there's going to be times where we need to break down into subcommittees, and those would be meetings too. So I don't know if they need to be held.
Yeah, if I can just provide some further information. Now, if our consistent meeting will be here, downtown City Hall, you know, we do have a small assortment of rooms, you know, that would more than likely be available. You know, but for, like, subcommittees, you know, that's kind of another discussion, and that would probably be, you know, where committees can find locations. But in terms of our regularly scheduled meeting, we shouldn't necessarily have a problem locating a location within City Hall.
So
but
we
if we're out in the community...
We can just use, then, 15 West Kellogg, and we'll leave the specific room...
Correct, but this is something that I do have to publish...
Mm-hmm.
Publicly,
yeah.
And you know, if it's something that's going to change, that gets a bit hairy.
Well, that's why I was saying maybe we need to wait until we know that we have a dedicated space. And having a dedicated space means we know a dedicated day and time that this body is going to be meeting.
So if it's so what comes to mind for me, if we have the second Wednesday of the month, right? So then we know the second Wednesday, and then it's going to be, you know, suite 3:30. And so that's something you can publish, like, all the time. And, again, you can look at the calendar and just drop it in for the next 3 years or whatever, you know. And if it needs to change, then it will. But so that makes it easy, I think, to schedule that out. But, again, we have to come up with a day that's going to work for all of us, that's going to be convenient. It's going to be a little wonky. I think what I've experienced when I've been on different committees and boards is initially it's a little wonky. But after like that second or third month, then everybody's into their groove because they've been able to schedule their calendars accordingly, unless something comes up.
So do we want to this evening try to commit to a day and an hour? I think that would be excellent if we could. Anyone? Thoughts?
Well, the first thought would be, does 4 o'clock work for folks? It looks like... you know, we got some folks that haven't necessarily arrived yet. So the question would be, is 4 o'clock an okay time to meet? It looks like we'll have availability, you know, when it comes down to spacing at 4. But is that a convenient time for folks? You know, and just like Sister Nyla said, you know, every other Wednesday, every third Friday, let's nail down a day, whether we all agree with it or not. I think we should nail down a day so we can kind of be consistent in what we're doing. So 4 o'clock does, you know, and I'm just talking about me personally. 4 o'clock I don't have a problem with. Again, it just depends on the day you guys want to come up with, and I think we should be able to get that done.
Are there time restrictions if we – our meeting in City Hall, like, do we have to be out by 6 or you can't start after a certain time? Because a later start time would be better for me.
An earlier start time?
Later. Yeah,
okay.
Later. Like 6 or 5:30 or something like that. Something 4 is a bad time to travel. Roads are tough. And I, depending on the day of the week, I work in Richfield, so
I see.
It's a bit of a jump. Yeah.
What about others?
Later works better for me as well.
Okay. And one of the things I think about, it would give the public more opportunity to come and...
There is that.
And too, if it was later, after work hours at least. So is there an interest in the 6 p.m. time frame? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that works. 5:30, 6 works. O'clock. 6 o'clock is good.
5:30, 6 o'clock. Any others?
That works for me, too. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to put a number in here. So what's the hour?
Are we doing 6 p.m.?
I think 6 works
six
good.
Is good. 6
I'm sorry?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Yeah. Is there a consensus on 6 then? And what about the day?
I want to say just maybe not Friday.
Good idea.
Because I'm not normally, well, just a long week.
Yeah,
and you're kind of worn out, and I want to be able to have enough energy for the for what we're doing.
I personally would be in favor of Mondays or Wednesdays.
Either of those days are good for me too.
I'm sorry.
Either of those.
I like Mondays.
So why don't we set, since we've got the, why don't we say Mondays?
Monday's not going to work for me.
It's not? None of them?
Depending on the Monday. Well, no, actually, no Mondays.
No Mondays.
Mm-mm.
And it's not the...
Wednesday will work.
Okay. Well, we want to get as many folks here as possible. So any others? Would Wednesday be a problem for anyone?
Wednesdays are fine.
Just to offer it as a add-on to, Wednesdays are council meetings, so if you're banking on being able...
I'm sorry,
Wednesdays are council meetings. Like, we actually have official business on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there, especially for the ones that go long.
Yeah.
I mean,
Thursday works.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Some Thursdays. Depends on which Thursday.
Yeah, see? this is not uncommon, but yeah. Again...
Every third Thursday or every second Thursday? Every first Thursday? What are we...
And again, we could probably take a poll as relates mm-hmm. to that to figure out, you know, because, again, other people have...
All right, well, let's do the easy part. 6 p.m. seems like a reasonable start time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what we can do if and maybe this is something Veronica can help us with, because we got a draft here, so we're just working through the draft. Mm-hmm. If we can kind of poll the members and get the information on the day that would work best if we're doing a start time of 6 p.m., that might give us a way to resolve this without, because we don't have everyone here either, and I really would like to make sure they have an opportunity to weigh in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for that, because that helps.
We might want.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're going to have right now the 15 West Kellogg as the location. 6 p.m. is the start time, and we're going to poll members on the day, and that would allow us any other. Questions or comments on section four.
Is the window just 6 p.m. with nothing on the other end, or is the expectation that it's 90 minutes or 2 hours, or do they kick us out at a certain time?
Let me...
You know,
back to what Spirit said.
Do we get kicked out at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or midnight?
No.
Well, I didn't mention midnight. I was just... Yeah. Say, is there a limit?
So, no, there's no time limit on being in the building. It's a public building. We just have to have, like, let security
mm-hmm.
know to
right.
plan for it. And pay, like, council will be responsible for the security costs, but those are not that much. So as long as we're planning ahead for it and they know to expect it, it's no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Anything else then on, but back to your question before we finish. I was assuming we'd leave these at 90 minutes, which seems like a reasonable time.
This is another one of my questions, which is just a question.
Yeah, and I wanted to throw it out there. I mean, it may need to, that when you think about having special meetings, when you think about having committee meetings, you've got a lot of commitment of time there. So, the regular meeting, in my mind, can be set at 90 minutes, and we can do what we need to do and not overwhelm people. Now, it may be that you want to deviate from that, depending on your agenda.
So, if I may. Hi, I'm trying really hard to support y'all's meeting, but also I do feel a need to intervene because we're 34 minutes in, and there's a lot of important business. So, from a staffing perspective and in terms of what we've been a part of in the planning, it was my understanding that you'd have a regular meeting time, that it would happen at a time you all are available. We've got some clarity on that now. That it would be the same amount of time every time unless there's a special topic and you want to accommodate the community, and that we would look to you for a series of ideas on community spaces. I think that we were hoping to tap into your knowledge of the community and places where we could have meetings instead of talking about it for 20 minutes. So what we're going to do is have our staff member come up with that list. We have some ideas already. We can tap our networks, right, like Hallie Q. Brown, Frogtown Community Center. Like, these are either community or city spaces where we can get you in. What we need to do that work is very clear understanding of when and when you can come for these meetings. But my recommendation is that we move on from this topic. It sounds like we have what we need in terms of timing parameters. If you could please be responsive to the scheduling to get the dates, and then our staff will work on some options and probably just pick a location if people don't have strong feelings about that. And there's discourse about having it at City Hall. That's fine. I just remember, like, there was a lot of discussion at the commissioner and staff level about it being in the community, out in the community, because that is more accessible for a lot of folks. So if that's not an issue for folks, I think we should just take it from there and move on. Do people have questions about that, or is that
working? And if we do have ideas about places, do we send those to Veronica?
Veronica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. So the next piece here, officers and duties, is what we were trying to get to before we did the election of officers. Has anybody had a chance to, everybody had a chance to look this over?
Once again, a question which is just a question. It would appear to me, based on the responses, that we only have one candidate for each position.
Is that correct?
Yeah, right now we're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just asking, is that just to answer the question? Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was to address the duties of the chair, and then we could move, we could leave the rest of this for discussion later and just get to the election and... Go right in.
I had a question. It looked great to me except term limits. And so there's no term limit, so I don't know if we want like a one-year term limit or a two-year term limit. But then in the ordinance, it says every year that the commission will elect a chair and a co-chair. So there might have to be some amendments made to the ordinance, too, if we're going to, like, have at least like a two-year term limit for each position, if people agree with that.
Yeah, the terms limits are set by the ordinance, and so the ordinance wouldn't change unless a council member wanted to make them change. And so it would be the other way around. The bylaws would actually have to match the ordinance, and that also goes for how decisions are made for the council, and I did notice that in the quorum as well. And that's the reason why I would strongly recommend that you have the bylaws actually not approved today and referred to by the city attorney to make sure they're in accordance with your quorum.
Well, of course. And we were trying to get to the duties before we went to the election. But
just to answer the question. Yeah, there's a couple pieces in there that are not currently in alliance with the ordinance. And the ordinance is as written and would require an entire process to change. So.
Yeah. And what I would ask, too, because you all are experts at this, if you... Since we're working from this draft, if there are things you'd like to guide us on, if we could get that kind of some written guidance so we can make this consistent with the ordinance. If it's not, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think we, council members might have just gotten this. So
I know because I just sent it.
Yeah, so I'm like, if you guys want some feedback or whatever, I'm happy to have that conversation offline, but haven't even had really a chance to fully dive in or respond to it, so it's hard to do that today.
No, I wanted to encourage it. We need it. Well, thank you. All right. Any other discussion on the duties? We're not set to approve them today. What we're doing is just going through this draft and seeing where, if there's general agreement about this, we can keep working on this, or you can start from scratch, as far as I'm concerned. But I wanted to give us something to look at instead of just coming in.
Can I make a recommendation that we set up a Google Doc, and if we have changes to make to it after the meeting, we can all make changes to it.
Okay.
And just put everybody, all the commissioners on it, things like that.
I'll tell you what. Just so that we're not potentially violating any open meeting law, just send me your, changes in email.
Okay.
And, I'll make those changes, and I'll also be in conversation with city council because, again, this is just draft form. And by the next meeting, I can have a revised draft that everyone can look at. Does that sound okay?
Yes, of course. And I know we have...
So moved.
You have to do a motion first. Did we get a question?
You had a question?
You have to do a second.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this a motion on the table?
Well, first of all, are we done with the discussion regarding how we are moving forward here? Again, this was a draft. We're not approving it today. We were trying to get input on the draft. So what Veronica was saying, just as a matter of not making sure we don't violate open meeting law, send any revisions to her and she'll compile those for us. Doesn't have to be a motion. That's just something we need to do because we don't have to vote on whether we do a Google Drive setup when that would obviously be a problem as far as the open meeting law is concerned. Yes, just send any comments on the draft to Veronica, and she'll incorporate those.
Your name tag here.
All right, so...
Let's just wanted to stop there.
Yeah, we're gonna
officers and entering into the elections.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're gonna leave this item and move into the election of officers, and Veronica is going to explain the process.
Well, again, I did send out the process beforehand, but that was looking at the likelihood that we had multiple candidates. As of now, it looks like we only have two statements of interest that came into me, Tran Cruz for the chair position, and Mrs. Pringle for the vice chair position. And I'll leave it to the chair to ask the body if they want to proceed still with having, you know, a presentation, a speech, and a question and answer process, or if they would rather, you know, move directly to the election of the officers. So if you want to present that.
Is there an interest in having just moving forward with the election since we have one candidate, or would you like to have some discussion about this or open it up for nominations of others?
I think we need to just go ahead and move forward with the candidates that we have and just go ahead and get the ball rolling.
Any other thoughts?
I second that motion.
All right.
We had a process, and this is
what
we got.
We did.
Yep.
All right. Wonderful. So we can proceed with the vote. All in favor of our one, our nomination for chair, Mr. Cruz, voice vote is fine. Aye.
Well, I did say in the process that we would do closed ballot, but.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Trying to figure that out, how we're going to do that.
You know, and I would just give you a piece of paper, and then...
Can we just do roll call?
I did ask.
Yeah. I did have closed ballot, so... You know, because still people, even if it's one person, people can still decide how they may vote with even just one candidate. So...
Okay. And just so you know that I'm not an expert on the rules, but apparently I have to ask if there are nominations three times. Any further nominations for chair? Any further nominations for chair? Any further nominations for chair? All right, seeing none, we have our nomination. And we're going to do this by a paper ballot. You see why I didn't want this roll.
It's just yes. So this is for the election of chair only. And again, the candidate before us is Tran Cruz.
Are you, Everon, could you want us to, like, write and fold them? Or?
Write it and fold it.
And then we're going to be voting for vice chair, so should we tear this in half? Do you want us to tear this in half since it's Earth Day, and then we can use the other half for vice chair? Come on now. Come on now.
Great idea.
I'm just trying to... I wasn't chosen for nothing. Come on.
These are very generous.
Vice chair.
Very generous.
You can place Tran's name on the ballot. If you're not electing or, you know, deciding to abstain, you don't have to put anything on the ballot. You do not need to do that.
Appropriate to move for a unanimous ballot?
We're doing a closed ballot. Open it.
No, here you go.
You sure there's some chance? Yep. This looks empty.
You blew
my secret ballot.
Don't.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. You just blew my secret ballot. It's all right.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. You got the wrong ballot, Ron.
Wow.
goodness.
And that was for the vice chair.
Oh, you did one for vice chair. Okay, so which one was yours? Yeah.
Okay, which one did you vote? Which one was yours? I voted for vice. You took the one for vice chair. This is the one I have for chair.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on.
All right. So you have everyone's? Yeah. Okay, so I am
tallying
up.
Tell us the votes.
And again, we need to have a majority of those voting. I have 7 for Chair and Cruz, which is a majority of those voting.
Congratulations, Chair Mr. Cruz. And I'm going
to... We can move.
7.
And I'm going to turn the meeting, the remainder of the meeting, over to our new chair.
8. 7 out of 8.
Yep. 7 out of...
No problem.
4, 6, 8. Okay. So, Mr. Cruz will now be presiding over the meeting. No, that's fine. You can still.
Thank you for all your votes. I'm excited for us to get to work and make reparatory justice policies for the American descendants of chattel slavery who reside in the city of St. Paul. We're going to take a vote on vice chair, and we'll do it the same way by a ballot.
Any discussion?
Did everybody get a chance to read her statement, her candidate statement?
Okay, again, same rules apply. Okay. You can. Oh, Earth Day, I'm sorry. Earth Day. All right, Earth Day.
You know the rest of you are busy celebrating on 420, so come on.
Okay, so for Vice President,
Vice Chair.
Vice Chair, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven. It's 8 out of 8 for Kulia Pringle. All right, we've accomplished that. A good deal. Okay. So,
So our next order of business is an overview of the Minnesota Open Meeting Law by Deputy City Attorney Therese Garden. Welcome, Ms. Garden.
Thank you. So, you know what they say about the best plans? Sometimes going awry.
Yeah.
Well, I had a really good plan, and it's fallen apart because the video won't work.
Oh.
I've been working with Veronica, and I found some really good, what I think is basic, easy-to-understand training that is from the Minnesota Department of Administration. It's built on, there's a short video on jazz practices, and then there's a short video on open meeting law. So that's what I had planned.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could add to, is the actual link is within the packet.
I was going to say,
Or actually, I have to send that to you because the font is pretty small, so sorry for that. But you can Google the titles as well and pull up the YouTube video.
You could just cut and paste them, and then maybe if you have questions, email them to Veronica, and then I can certainly come back at your next meeting with that so you can make sure your questions are answered, or I can work with Veronica to answer them any way you want. What I would ask is, I'm looking to work with Noel next and Bryn to figure out training for new board members. Just so you all know, I've been with the city, I usually say a long time, and in a number of roles, very new to the role I'm in as Deputy City Attorney in the Civil Division. So I'm learning about all sorts of things I never worked with, and boards and commissions are one of them. So I just kind of look to standardize and advise best practices. So with your permission, if you think that works, we can certainly just, I feel bad because you watch the video and we'll get back to each other. This isn't my style, but I think that's the best way to handle this given the fact that we can't get it up on the screen. Does that work for
you? Mm-hmm. You guys okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And then as you have questions, push them to Bryn and Veronica. I will work to, if there's answers I can give you, I will work on that. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Yep, thank you.
Can you address the Google Doc question that came up?
Yep.
I'm assuming that you would address that. Clarify that yet again.
Yep. So Veronica's going to get and check her Teams when she's done here, and she's going to see a message from me that says you're right on point about the Google Docs. When you are a board, you know, to do a Google Doc would like create kind of a, it could be considered a meeting, mm-hmm. right? Because you're all working on the same document, making decisions about the work that you're doing. So that's kind of what the open meeting law training is about. And that's why the Google Doc doesn't work, but the Veronica's suggestion to put, you know, everybody send in your thoughts and suggestions, and then she'll put them together works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that on the next page?
Excuse me. So would that also be the same like for a Zoom or a Teams, that it would be a virtual meeting, and if it wasn't open to the public, it'd be a problem?
Yes. And serial, I don't want to get too in the weeds, mm-hmm. but serial emails, like where you're emailing each other and saying, you know, okay, do you agree with this policy? Yes, I agree. Do you agree? That can get us into trouble, too. There are a couple of opinions that kind of hint that could be also found to be a problem. What I will say is that the training I found on the Department of Administration's website, that website's where I go to look. It's my first stop when I have a question, either data practices or open meetings. They've got a lot of opinions out there and some really good materials. If I'm really stumped, honestly, I give them a call. So it's been a great resource for me over the years. Done data practices, but not board commissions.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I've been a little confused, you know, in hearing different numbers in terms of how many people is considered outside the boundaries of open meeting law. So this commission is made up of 11 individuals.
Yep.
So how does that translate into how many can coalesce and how many can't?
Basically can't have a quorum. And I had written this down somewhere. It looked at your numbers.
We have 11 commissioners.
So the majority would be
six. Okay, so six cannot coalesce.
So less than six, if we had an email where it was just three people, then it would be okay. Not to push boundaries, but just to...
Well, let me get some boundaries and cases, some examples for you.
Examples would be great.
Yep. And then I'll give mm-hmm. it to Veronica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I anticipated and wanted to do some looking into, just haven't had the chances. What if you're all at an event? You know, how does that work? So I know council navigates that fairly well, and I will get some information to Veronica with some what is based on the administration documents or opinions that I've pulled.
Okay. Yeah.
And I will have that by your next meeting. Obviously, I'll have it to it sooner.
Okay.
So how about this? Again, just send me any questions that may come to mind about open meeting, and, you know, that could be an email as well, and I'll share those both with Bryn as well as Teresa.
Just kind of give you the simple. The Supreme Court has held that a meeting is a gathering of a quorum at which members discuss, decide, or receive information as a group on issues relating to the official business of that governing body. So that's where I started getting in the weeds. Well, now we're all at an event and community members are coming up and talking to you. I want to find some opinions on that, a little better guidance. I'm sure it's out there. Is there any other questions?
Thank you. No.
Okay.
So do you want to do a subcommittee for bylaws?
You're the chair, would you? And suggest that. Does anyone have a subcommittee? Kind of go through it and then maybe get a complete set of recommendations.
Would you guys be interested in setting up a subcommittee to work on the bylaws?
I think they would work.
I'll pass on that.
Just depends on the folks that want to get involved with it. I think they would work.
I mean,
my reaction is, I'm thinking give the email changes to Veronica, see how that goes, and then go from there, but that's just my reaction.
Well, I agree with that, because especially if we're going to get input from the folks that know about this stuff and can make this consistent with the ordinance, I think we start there.
Then move on.
Because there wouldn't be anything the working group could do, and it may even be necessary in my mind then to go ahead and submit the draft after we've had a chance to look at it to be reviewed by the city attorney, so we know that we're on the right track.
So everybody's in agreement with just making sure they submit their stuff to Veronica, and then we'll kind of circle back from there?
Yeah, I am. I think we don't need a working group until we can get that kind of input that we need.
Okay. And then we talked about the next meeting. So for our next meeting, do we want to do a doodle poll or go on the set what we decided that we would do? I know we came up with a time, but we're still kind of iffy on the day.
Let me just say that, you know, I was given the instructions to poll everyone the day of the week that works best. We do know we want to start at 6 o'clock. So I will do a doodle poll.
Okay. Any other comments about that?
So we're doing a poll on a set time?
We're doing a poll on the day.
Day of the week.
Of the week.
Yeah, set at 6. And then just other business, right?
And it's just the day of the week. We are not looking at this point of, at this stage of decision making, not the week of the month. You know what I'm saying? As far as a regular meeting, we're just looking at our next meeting. Is that what we're?
I'll send out a poll asking for a particular day of the week. So. Okay. Discussion was
general.
Monday right. or Wednesday, and something even in between there, possibly. So the poll will kind of be within those parameters.
Okay.
You might want to keep it open just to figure out where people are, what day works for most people. Their commissioner's not here, and... I think it would work better if we just knew where everybody said, here's what I can do before we make a call. But if we limit it to Monday or Wednesday, we've already excluded some input from others.
Right.
And with Wednesday being an issue that was brought up by our council members, and then Monday didn't work for, you know, some individuals that were here. So
yeah, I could definitely make it just wide open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to here.
Yeah,
are there any other business before us? Or announcements?
Jeremy, would you want to ask something?
I did have a question in regards to our communication. I really wanted to know exactly if the city was going to allot us email addresses in regards to us communicating with each other, because we want to be secure with our conversations on, you know, and I know that some of us are using our private emails to have these conversations. And I think it would be, I think it would be a smart idea for the city to kind of let us know about exactly what that role is. I think... I'm not going to say for sure, but from the way it looked before we were seated, it looked as if we were going to get city email addresses, and then something happened, and we didn't receive them. So that would be an excellent question, because, again, considering the business that this commission is doing, we want to make sure we have a secure line to be able to speak to each other.
Does government emails, are they necessarily encrypted and secure? My understanding is that they are not, as being a state employee. The emails that come in are secure and different things, but not that's, I'm kind of wondering about that, sorry.
Point of order.
Yeah.
One, I was not involved with the city emails conversation. We can certainly look and see, like, at what point was that committed to, who committed that, what is it? Like, I'm happy to check on the status of that. Two, I think a broader question is whether your emails are subject to FOIA currently, right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a city email, it is almost certainly going to be subject to FOIA, which is actually arguably less secure.
Yeah.
So I do think that what we should do is come back to you with some information so that we can make an informed decision. But the request is noted, and we are happy to look into that. So I don't think we have the information to answer that for you today. But these are some considerations I think are important for you all to know and to consider. I agree we should, you know, make a decision with all of that in mind. So,
as part of that, do we need to know if our work product is also subject to FOIA?
I think that's part of what we want to look into, is just for a commission of this nature. Because, like, I'll say, for example, as a council member, I know that my emails and texts, things like that, are subject to FOIA. Mm-hmm. I'm not as clear on, like, if someone's on the Planning Commission – do all of their emails about the things they decide on have a FOIA component? Or is it only some of the emails? Like, that's something I would like to be able to clearly explain to you all, and we just need time to get that answer together. So let us find that out, and then we can bring that back to you.
Hey, could we have that information possibly at our next meeting?
I will do my very best with staff. I would like to get that figured out. I just don't know what I don't know yet. So I think you hearing me say I will absolutely try that. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, I would say, like, one thing too, per our city attorney, who's right here. So one thing that per, like, some of the things to operate was with is, until noticed, please acknowledge that there's a potential that no matter whether it's your personal email or a city email, if someone were to FOIA your conversations at this time and they were to say things, which typically happens, this happens to us a lot, depending on how specific the person to get. So, for example, if they're like, we're going to FOIA reparations, all things reparations for the commission, we would have to go through that process with you all. So just assume, if you're writing it down, that anything and all things can be FOIA'd at this time until told otherwise, while she's getting her information. Again, not confirmed, but one thing that I would say is, like, when in doubt, call somebody. Like, genuine. I'm not authorized to give you legal advice, but call somebody. So, like, that's just a part of, like, what's in writing. What's in writing is there's a record, often public.
Can I just request that you, again, so that everyone has clarity, what FOIA is?
Freedom of Information Act is a public data law that allows for members of the public, so whether you're a reporter, an everyday person, you can request data about government activity, and so that means, you know, if a member of the community wants to know about the government's communications on a matter, they can generally make that request. Now, there are some topics that are protected by attorney-client privilege, like we, the city as an institution, have that as well in the work we do. So not every last thing is actually necessarily, like, shareable under FOIA, but people can request it.
And in Minnesota, we call it data practices, right, also. So one of the videos I had was the data practices video. And thank you for that. Good flag. Thank you.
So, seeing that there's no other business before us, is there a motion to?
Sure. I just want to just greet the commissioners. Hello, everyone. I was not present at the first meeting that we had, but My name is Anita Louie. I am from St. Paul, and I am a St. Paul City Council member for Ward 1. I work with many of you all in different capacities. I just want to say congratulations on establishing your chair and your vice chair. I just touched down from Switzerland, where I was at the United Nations for the people of African descent. And actually, Trahan, your name came up. And when I was mentioning about the work that we're doing here in the city of St. Paul with establishing a reparations commission, so I just want to say thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your advocacy. We have a lot of work here to do. I'm born and raised in St. Paul from the Roundel community. I'm also an American descendant of slaves. My family has history of chattel slavery. So this work is very meaningful. I want to see this successful. Also, I want to put on the agenda, if not the next meeting or the meeting after, I want to bring in a couple partners that I have connected with when I was out in Geneva to establish what's called the Sustainable Development Goals. They have a framework of reparations that's through the lens of human rights. So if we can do like a small presentation, nothing more than 15 minutes, and that's going to include an organization I believe some of you are already familiar with called First Repair. You're actually, the city of St. Paul's in their data database of cities in the United States that's doing reparations. Mm-hmm. So I talked with the ED there, and she's excited to not only come here and travel, but she also have offered free of charge consulting hours to help us with the process and work with our city attorneys to ensure that our charter and our laws is in alignment with what we hope to do here with our work plan on the commission. So, again, thank you so much. And
Thank you.
I have a question. I think on the agenda says something about reviewing the ordinance. Do we need to do that?
Yeah.
I said review establishing legislation. It's item number 4.
You're looking at the previous month's agenda.
I am looking at the previous month's agenda. We're good.
Seeing no other business before us, is there a motion to adjourn?
Okay, I have one more quick announcement. April 30th is the Restore Rondo Street Name Ceremony. April 30th at 4 p.m. at the Rondo Diverse Expressions, the Rondo Commemorative Plaza, which is 850 Concordia, will soon be changed to 850 Rondo Avenue.
You said 4 p.m.?
Yep, 4
okay,
p.m.
Thank you.
Is that right, Polly?
Yeah, 4 to 6.
4 to 6. Okay.
It's been counting. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
We are adjourned.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, can we get a picture too with you?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.